This episode is sponsored in part by Catchpoint. Look, 80% of performance and availability issues don't occur within your application code in your data center itself. It occurs well outside those boundaries, so it's difficult to understand what's actually happening. What Catchpoint does is makes it easier for enterprises to detect, identify, and of course, validate how reachable their application is, and of course, how happy their users are. Helps you get visibility into reachability, availability, performance, reliability, and of course, absorbency, because we'll throw that one in too. And it's used by a bunch of interesting companies you may have heard of, like, you know, Google, Verizon, Oracle, but don't hold that against them, and many more. To learn more, visit www.catchpoint.com and tell them Corey sent you. Wait for the wince.
Good morning. I'm Sior, and I have the pleasure of covering this week's Last Week in AWS newsletter and today's morning briefing. I'm filling in for Corey while he's on parental leave, and this week I am not throwing away my shot. If you're a fan of Hamilton, you'll get it. Before I get into that, let me introduce myself. I'm an AWS community builder and technical writer based in Philadelphia. I'm the creator of hashtag 100 Days of Projects, and I love teaching people to code through blog articles, video content, and giving talks. I've been in the AWS space since February of this year, and it's been a roller coaster, in a good way. I've been working on a series called Learn AWS with Me to help make some fundamental AWS concepts easier to understand. Basically, I'm creating what I wish past me had. I'm committed to making tech, coding, and cloud more accessible to people of all backgrounds. If you want to hear more from me or get in touch with me, hit me up on Twitter. I mostly post memes and talk about puppies and rant about Hamilton, and then occasionally I talk about tech things, so you've been warned. All right, let's get into some choice cuts. For our first announcement, we have Amazon Connect launches agent connection time metrics. This is great if you have customers who aren't willing to wait for it. I hope you got that joke. And by wait for it, I mean waiting for customer service. The next thing we have up is Amazon Connect supports neural text-to-speech voices in the London, Frankfurt, Singapore, and Tokyo regions. Neural text-to-speech voices are fascinating, but to me, they're also kind of creepy. There are already 60 standard voices available, but honestly, this is starting to feel like a sci-fi movie, and I can't decide whether that's a good or a bad thing. Amazon EMR now provides up to 76% lower cost and 3.6 times improved performance. I'm not sure about you, but anything that can reduce costs while still maintaining performance is exciting to me. EMR not only does that, but it also improves performance. What more could you ask for? Amazon Kendra now supports custom data sources. One thing I love about Amazon Kendra, aside from the lovely name, is that it makes intelligent search powered by machine learning easy to use and implement. I'm already thinking of a million ways I can use this in projects I'll probably never finish, even though I started the challenge 100 Days of Projects. You now can manage access to Amazon Key Spaces by using temporary security credentials for the Python, Go, and Node.js Cassandra drivers. I'm a very simple person. I see Python, I click. Anything about Python is relevant to me. Amazon QuickSight adds support for on-sheet filter controls. When I was in school, I loved making graphs. So I still get a little geeked out seeing what QuickSight can do. DataViz folks, you're going to love this one. Amazon RDS for Oracle supports managed disaster recovery with Oracle DataGuard Physical Standby Database. It's 2020. We all know that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. We need as much disaster recovery as we can get. And I honestly wish we had this for everything in life. Amazon Recognition now detects personal protective equipment, such as face covers, head covers, and hand covers on persons and images. This is probably the most 2020-esque announcement in this newsletter. Of course, people used PPE before COVID broke out, but I'm positive the current pandemic accelerated the need for a deep learning service like this. I hope that this service makes things a little safer out there.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. Now their name isn't in all caps, so they're definitely worth talking to. What is Chaos Search? A scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click, boom, done. Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing for those of you who've been down this path to disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's really all you have to care about. No managing of servers, but also no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That's chaossearch.io.
AWS Batch now supports configurable job retries. Configurable job retries make it easy to figure out what went wrong, and honestly, I wish every service, and every coding language for that matter, had this. AWS CloudFormation now supports increased limits on 5 service quotas. This is great news. I'm sure some of you are jumping for joy right now. I haven't gotten the chance to create CloudFormation scripts in a while, but I have a feeling that this is going to make our lives so much easier. Now, we're finished with our choice cuts. Let's cover some community resources that I found on the internet recently. I ran into this awesome blog post by Sam Julian on Twitter called Where to Start with AWS as a Developer. And I have to say, this is one of the best beginner guides I've ever read. It is now my official recommendation resource when people ask me where to start with AWS. My good friend, Hiro Nishimura, has an amazing community called Cloud Newbies. It's a great place for cloud enthusiasts of all levels to hang out and collaborate. I highly, highly recommend that you join. I've gained so much value from it. You might not know this, but I really love building Twitter bots. Despite this, I've had my fair share of struggles building them with AWS Lambda. If you follow me on Twitter, or if you have been following me on Twitter for a while, you'll remember the time in July when I was building my bot for 100 Days of Projects, and the struggle was real. Thankfully, I found this Creating a Twitter Bot Using AWS Lambda in Go article by Jeffrey Offley. And even though it's in Go, a lot of the Lambda information is transferable no matter what language you're learning. So it's incredibly helpful. If you prefer video content over articles and blogs, you have to check out Gwyneth Pena Siguenza's YouTube channel. Gwyneth covers so many important cloud topics in both AWS and Azure, and she even creates videos in Spanish. It does not get any better than that. If you're interested in becoming an AWS certified cloud practitioner, the Get AWS Certified Challenge is a great opportunity for you. Sign up between now and December 31st, and you'll receive a free practice exam voucher to set you up for success. They even give you a study guide that'll help you pass the certification exam. Last, but definitely not least, I found a Hamilton My Shot parody all about AWS Lambda on YouTube. This is by far the thing on this newsletter that I am the most excited about. If you take anything away from this newsletter, please check this out. It's amazing. Okay, that's it for last week in AWS this week. I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you enjoyed all my little Hamilton references and jokes. If you did, please visit lastweekinaws.com/review and give us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It would literally make me explode with joy. So thanks so much for taking the time to listen to my morning briefing. And please remember to be safe and take care of yourself and those around you. These are some really rough times, so be kind to yourself. And if you want to hear more from me, again, you can check me out on Twitter at @CRAO_. Enjoy the rest of your day.
production. Stay humble.